Hi, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on Chapter 5, Insurance Organization Intermediaries. A very important chapter because insurance business is driven by different types of insurance intermediaries. Friends, in the previous four chapters, we understood evolution of insurance organization. We learned the role of functionaries of insurance organization, and we understood the difference between core functions of insurance organization and non-core or the support functions of insurance organization. So now we are set for by understanding the entire insurance organization as a whole as well as its functions. But now the point comes, who actually does the functions for an insurance organization? So the learning objective for this chapter would be to understand the meaning of insurance organizations, intermediaries in the insurance marketplace, and the services provided by the intermediaries to the insurance service providers and policyholders. When we say services provided, it means some of the intermediaries may be actually participating in acquiring business for insurance organization, while some others will play a pure support role to the insurance organizations as well as the policyholders. So we need to understand who all are these insurance organization intermediaries, what are the roles, what is the process of registration, because all the insurance intermediaries needs to be registered. So we will see who, with whom are they supposed to be registered. And once they are registered with the regulatory authorities, they have to follow certain code of conducts. And this is specifically from the interest of protecting the interest of the policyholders and ensure that the insurance organization runs smoothly for the benefit and welfare of the policyholder. So this is the basic objective of this chapter. So the first question for which we need to seek an answer is, who is an insurance intermediary? We have got a wonderful definition of insurance intermediary from none other than the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority Act of India, Act 1999. As per Section 2, Subsection 1, Subsection F of the IRDA Act 1999, intermediary or insurance intermediary includes insurance brokers, reinsurance brokers, insurance consultants, as well as the surveyors and loss assessors. So this is an inclusive definition which includes all type of intermediary, specifically those who acquire business for insurance organizations, as well as those who play a pure support role for the insurance organization. Now let us learn more about insurance intermediaries. Insurance products and services are generally distributed by insurance intermediary. We all know insurance is traditionally a indirect model of servicing. There is a little direct interaction between the insurance organization and the policyholder in comparison to what we see in other type of financial service providers like a bank. Insurance intermediary play the role of an interface between the insurer and the insured. So they act between the activities or the role that is supposed to be played directly by an insurer. So on behalf of insurer, they play the role, and whatever things that are to be communicated by the policyholder, that is communicated through the intermediary. So that is what we say, insurance intermediary play role of an interface between the insurer and the So that is what we say. They play a role of an interface between the insurer and the insured. Insurance intermediaries can be brokers or agents who offer advice on buying an insurance policy and other services related to the solicitation, negotiation, and sale of insurance. So these are one type of intermediaries, and there are other type of intermediaries like the surveyors and loss assessors and the third party administrators who primarily play a support role to the insurance organization as well as service the policyholders. Insurance intermediaries are contracted with insurance companies to focus on matching their client needs with the most suitable insurance products. So that is where a requirement of interface between the insurance company and the insured exists. Now, what exactly is the role of an insurance intermediary? Insurance intermediaries play an important role between the insurer and the prospect. Now, when we talk about prospect, these are the people who seek insurance. So they are not aware about what are the products, what are the services, what proposal form has to be filled up. Here comes the role of an intermediary to guide them and ensure that all the initial formalities for applying an insurance cover is completed by the prospect. Insurance intermediaries intermediate between the policyholder and the insurance company. This is a beautiful example by guiding the prospect to complete all the formalities before getting an insurance policy. Insurance intermediaries are aware of the needs of the prospects as well as the products, premiums, payable benefits of insurance policy, including the insurance marketplace, especially an insurance agent who is considered as the primary underwriter. Why do we say primary underwriter? Because he is very much aware of the needs of the prospects while discussing the needs, the background, the requirement of the cover. The prospect actually tells everything about his requirement to the agent, and based on that, agent is already aware about the products, the premiums payable, the benefits, and that is how he connects with the prospect and advises him a product that is suitable for his needs. An intermediary has many roles to play in the entire life cycle of an insurance product. This is just one example I gave at the prospect level, but as we go through, as we see through different types of intermediaries, we will see there exist different types of intermediaries, and hence there exist different roles to be played by an intermediary. The distinct role can originate from prospecting for applying for a policy, and once the policy is received, it can go through servicing and even settling of insurance claims. So this is a big gamut about the role of an insurance intermediary. However, we have seen there has been transformations in insurance industry primarily because of the financial sector reforms, because of the increase in foreign direct investments, and there has been an expanded role of insurance, and to match to that, there also has been an expanded role of insurance intermediaries. Over the last two decades, insurance intermediaries have developed services beyond those related to just transferring risk from the insured to the insurers. So when we talk about this expanded role, what exactly it includes? Insurance intermediaries now evaluate and implement alternate means of funding for potential losses and risk strategies, as well as the claims management. So this is an expanded role of insurance intermediary to match the transformation that has happened in the insurance industry in the last two decades. Now, insurance business, I said previously, is an indirect model of acquiring business predominantly, and hence the degree of dependency of insurance organizations on insurance intermediaries is increasing. The degree of independence of insurance intermediaries varies considering the design of the distribution model. For example, although insurers market insurance directly through buyers, by mails, by telemarketing, or sales representatives through their employees, insurance sales can also happen through digital channels, wherein the prospect hardly requires any assistance from an agent or a broker. He can directly visit the website of the insurance organization, see which product matches his needs, and directly buy it from the digital channel or the website of the insurance organization. So here, there is hardly any dependency on insurance intermediary. There is a direct link established between the prospect and the insurance organization. However, we see there is, and this is a new concept, there is not 100% acquisition of business through digital channel. We still have a mix of the traditional model and the modern digital channel method. So this is how the dependency on insurance intermediaries varies at the marketplace. An important note for insurance intermediaries. Intermediaries cannot offer any discount to the prospect to induce them to take the policy. The insurer can offer a discount on premium to the prospect in terms of what the policy allows. There is an increasing trend to hold insurance intermediary professionally liable for the breach of duties owed to their to the insured or the insurer. Breach of duties, unfair trade practices are penalized, and these are not permissible for the insurance intermediary. Now let us see the different types of insurance intermediaries. So at a macro level, we can classify insurance intermediaries into two types. The first one is those acquiring business for insurance organization. The best examples are the agents and the brokers. The second category is those who do not acquire business for insurance organization, but they play a support role for the insurance company as well as the insured. The best example in the second category is the surveyors and the loss assessors and the third party administrators. This type of insurance intermediary support the business services, support the insurance business. For example, the surveyor makes the loss assessment in case of an accident, loss assessment of the asset that is damaged. That has to be done by a surveyor before a claim is lodged with the insurance organization. Third party administrator is an extended arm of the insurance organization. It provides services related to the health insurance, especially for processing of claims, so that the insured don't have to directly rush into the insurance organization. He can connect with its nearby TPA and get his claims processed. So this provides convenience to the policyholder. Now let us go more deeper into the different types of insurance intermediary. For example, we can list out the insurance intermediary into insurance agent, the micro insurance agent, the corporate agent, the composite insurance agent, the insurance broker, the surveyors and loss assessors. So these are the different categories of insurance intermediaries. Let us go one by one into each one of them. We have some more in the form of third party administrators, referral providers, web aggregators, insurance marketing firms, insurance self network platforms, and point of sale persons. So all this completes the various types of intermediaries that are included in your book. Let us go into one by one with more details. The first one is an insurance agent. insurance agent has been defined under the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, Appointment of Insurance Agents Regulation 2016, as an individual appointed by an insurer for the purpose of soliciting or procuring insurance business, including business related to the continuance, renewal, or revival of policies of an insurance. So, very beautiful definition of an agent. The insurance companies following the traditional business model rely heavily on insurance agents for the growth and development of business. So, agents still play a very important role because the insurance business is not yet 100% driven by the digital channels. Now, when we talk about an insurance agent, there are two types of insurance agent. One is an individual agent and the second one is the corporate agent. So, what is the difference between an individual agent and a corporate agent? Individual insurance agent works solely for a particular insurance company, whereas a corporate agent is a corporate entity that represents an insurance company to sell its insurance policy. So, individual agent simply means an individual, corporate agent means a corporate entity. Whereas brokers are independent insurance agents representing several insurance companies. So, the basic difference between individual insurance agent and a broker is an individual insurance agent works solely for a particular insurance company, whereas brokers work for several insurance companies to sell their insurance policies. So, that's how we get a broad classification between an agent and a broker. Now, let us look into some more details about insurance agent. How is an insurance agent appointed? An applicant seeking the appointment of an insurance agent of an insurer has to submit a prescribed form by IRDA to the insurer. The form is Form 1A. Such applicant has to possess the prescribed qualification, undergo necessary training programs, and pass the insurance examination as per the syllabus prescribed by IRDA. So, anyone who wants to apply for an insurance agent, he needs to follow these norms relating to qualifications, training, as well as he has to pass an insurance examination based on the syllabus prescribed by IRDAI. The insurer has to ensure that such applicant does not suffer from any disqualifications and has the requisite knowledge to solicit and procure insurance business and is also capable of providing the necessary service to the policyholder. So, this responsibility is on the insurer to ensure that the applicant possesses all these requirements and does not suffer from any disqualifications. The insurer is also required to do a due diligence of the agency application and other details provided by the applicant and ensure that the applicant name is not included in the centralized list of blacklisted agents. IRDA maintains a centralized list of blacklisted agents. So, the insurer is also required to ensure while doing a due diligence that the applicant's name is not included in the blacklist of the centralized list of the blacklisted agents. Now, what is the agency code? Who provides it? After compliance with the requirements of IRDA, the insurer appoints the applicant as an insurance agent and allots him an agency code. So, every agent is identified by an agency code, plus that agent is also provided with an identity card by the insurer, and this identity card has to be carried by him and shown to the prospect wherever he is soliciting business for that particular insurer, so that the prospect is clear about the identity of the agent and to whom he or she is representing. So, agency code and identity card is very important. Collateral that is required to be carried by the agent. These two things are issued by the insurer, and that completes his identity, at least in front of the prospect. Now, when we talk about agency, there is a limit on agency appointments, especially insurance agents. Insurance agents are not permitted to hold the agency appointments for more than one life insurer, one general insurer, one health insurer, and one each of the monoline insurer. So his focus should be only on this particular aspect, not more than one life insurer, not more than one general life insurer, one general insurer, not more than one health insurer, and one each of the monoline insurers. Now, when we talk about an insurance agent, he is not only supposed to have the prescribed qualifications, take training and pass the examination, but once he is appointed as an agent, he also is supposed to follow the code of conduct for the insurance agents. For understanding what are the different codes of conduct, some examples have been included on the slide. These examples are picked from the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, Appointment of Insurance Agents Regulation 2016. First code of conduct: an insurance agent has to identify himself and the insurer of whom he is an insurance agent. An insurance agent should disseminate the requisite information in respect of the insurance products offered for sale by his insurer and take into account the needs of the prospect while recommending a specific insurance plan. Some more examples: an insurance agent should indicate the premium to be charged by the insurer for the insurance product offered for sale. An insurance agent should disclose the scales of commission in respect of the insurance product offered for sale if asked by the prospect. An insurance agent should explain to the prospect the nature of information required in the proposal form by the insurer and also the importance of disclosure of material information in the purchase of an insurance contract. An insurance agent should also advise every prospect to effect the nomination under the policy. So these are some examples of the code of conduct meant for insurance agent. There are some more examples like an insurance agent should obtain requisite documents at the time of filing the proposal form with the insurer and other documents subsequently asked for by the insurer for completion of the proposal. An insurance agent should inform promptly the prospect about the acceptance or rejection of the proposal by the insurer. So these are the codes of conduct. Some more are there, like an insurance agent should render necessary assistance and advice to every policyholder, introducing through him or her on all the policy servicing matters. An insurance agent should render necessary assistance to the policyholders or the claimants or the beneficiaries in complying with the requirements for settlement of claims by the insurer. So right from prospecting till the claims processing, insurance agent has specific code of conduct to be followed while dealing with the prospects or the policy holders. An insurance agent shall not, so there are certain no's to be done. No insurance agent shall solicit or procure insurance business without being appointed to act as such by the insurer. No insurance agent shall induce a prospect to omit any material information in the proposal form. No insurance agent shall induce a prospect to submit wrong information in the proposal form or documents submitted to the insurer for acceptance of the proposal. And no insurance agent shall behave in a discourteous manner with the prospects. So just like the code of conduct specifically mentions what should be done by the insurance agent, it also specifically mentions what should not be done by an insurance agent. No insurance agent shall interfere with any proposal introduced by any other insurance agent, and no insurance agent shall offer different rates, advantages, terms and conditions other than those offered by the insurer. No insurance agent shall demand or receive a share of proceeds from the beneficiaries under an insurance contract. No insurance agent shall become or remain a director of an insurer, and no insurance agent shall force a policyholder to terminate the existing policy and to effect a new policy from him within 3 years from the date of such termination of the earlier policy. Any person who acts in contravention of these provisions will have to face penalty. So any person who acts as an insurance agent in contravention of the provisions of the Insurance Act 1938 and regulations made thereunder shall be liable to a penalty which may extend to 10,000 rupees. This is for the insurance agent. An insurer or any person acting on behalf of the insurer who appoints any person as an insurance agent not permitted to act as such or transact in insurance business in India through any such person shall be liable to penalty which may extend to 1 crore rupees. So both an insurance agent as well as an insurer can be penalized for the contraventions of provisions as we discussed just now. So what does that mean? Insurance agent need to be trained properly to make them a good team player, and hence every insurance organization always aim for a well-trained team of agents. Insurance agent aim at forming an efficient, well-trained team of agents who would be able to draw the attention of the prospective clients towards their own and the financial security family's financial security and propose suitable policies for the requirements. Agents are provided with modern tools and calculators to help the prospect determine the sum assured, premium and various insurance policy. So this is another one unique advantage for the agents, the modern agents, because initially they had to sit with the table and actually do the manual calculations and all for finding out the premiums and other different benefits of the policy. However, in the modern techno times, agents are provided with modern tools, the technology tools, which are simply on their tabs or mobiles or laptops, or it can be directly accessed from the website of the insurance organization. Agents are also given access to the insurer's portal to make use of the customer relationship management software. And this software is so wonderful that the moment he logs into the customer's ID or profile, agent can see a 360 degree view of the customer and not only service better for the existing products, but can also cross-sell various other insurance products that suits the needs, the changing needs of the policyholder. So this is the advantages provided to the insurance agent, and that's how agents who leverage such benefits and advantages make an efficient and effective team of agents for the insurer. The success of an insurance agent would depend upon the personal qualities of the agents, like the confidence he or she has, the discipline shown, willingness to work hard, problem-solving ability, specifically from the point of the prospect or the policyholder, the communicative skills, as well as the leadership qualities. So an agent is supposed to have all these attributes, all these personal qualities in order to succeed in the insurance business. Now let us look at the micro insurance agent. When we talk about individual agent, it has low limitations of doing any business, subject to one life insurer, one general insurer. I'm talking in terms of the offering of products and services. However, when we talk in terms of a micro insurance agent facilitates penetration of insurance product to the lower income segments of the population. And since he pitches for the lower income segments of population, the micro insurance agent, being an agent for the lower income segments, has low price, high volume business. The main purpose of micro insurance is to help the people belonging to the lower income group with affordable. That is the word one has to note when we talk in terms of micro insurance agent. A micro insurance agent provides affordable insurance product to cope with and recover from common risk, especially to the lower income group. The success of a micro insurance agent depends upon marketing of micro insurance product with minimal transaction costs and to a large number of people belonging to the lower income group. And hence we say low priced, high volume business is handled by a micro insurance agent. IRDAI's Micro Insurance Regulation 2005 has provided a platform to distribute affordable insurance product to the rural and the urban poor and has enabled a micro insurance to play its role in enhancing the financial inclusion. Financial inclusion simply means affordable, zero or minimal cost products to those living in the rural, backward, unserviced areas so that most of these people can come under the financial service provision umbrella. The registered general insurance companies follow micro insurance product servicing and they have to offer specific micro insurance product which includes cattle micro insurance policy, Kisan agriculture pump set micro insurance policy, Janta personal accident Sukshma Bima policy, Silkworm Sukshma Bima policy which includes sheep and goat micro insurance policy as well as Sampurna Griha Suraksha policy. So these are specific micro insurance product provided by general insurance companies. IRDAI has also permitted Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana covering non-loany farmers to be solicited and marketed by the micro insurance agents under IRDAI Micro Insurance Regulations 2015. The general insurance policy is issued to the micro, small and medium enterprises as classified under the MSMED Act 2006 under various lines of general insurance business will also qualify as general micro insurance business up to rupees 10,000 premium per annum as per the MSM enterprises. Now who can act as micro insurance agent? Specific entities such as non-government organizations, self-help groups can act as micro insurance agent to provide both life and non-life standardized insurance products adhering to a certain level of cover, premium and benefit standards. IRDAI has also expanded the categories of individuals and agents who may be appointed as micro insurance agent in the general and the health insurance sector. Non-governmental organizations, self-help groups, microfinance institution, RBI regulated NBFC, MFIs, district cooperative banks, regional rural banks, urban cooperative banks, business correspondents, primary agricultural cooperative societies and other cooperative societies can now be appointed as micro insurance agent in the general and health insurance sector to propagate the micro insurance in various segments. So there are many such entities who can act as micro insurance agents. So friends, after understanding an individual agent, a micro insurance agent, now we will understand yet another type of an intermediary, that is the corporate agent. I have already told you the difference between an individual agent and corporate agent is individual agents are individuals, whereas corporate agents are corporate entities. When a corporate entity represents an insurance company and sells its insurance product, such a corporate entity is called a corporate agent of the insurer it represents. When a banking company represents an insurance company and sells its insurance product, such a bank will be called as a corporate agent and the business it is doing will be called as a bank assurance business. A corporate agency is available for corporates who want to represent in the insurance company or as an insurance company and sell its insurance products in addition to its core products. So when you talk in terms of a banking company, in addition to the banking products and services, a bank also sells insurance products and services by representing that insurance company. Such a bank would be called as a corporate agent. So likewise, other than a bank, whichever corporate entity sells insurance products and services in addition to its core product and services, such corporate entity would be called as a corporate agent. Corporate agents are required to hold a valid certificate of registration issued by IRDAI under the IRDAI Registration of Corporate Agents Regulations 2015 for solicitation and servicing of insurance business. Corporate agent can represent 3 life insurers, 3 non-life insurers, and 3 stand-alone health insurers, unlike 1 life, 1 general, and 1 standalone in case of a individual agent. Now let us look into more details about the bank assurance business. In a bank assurance, banks distribute insurance products through their network of bank branches. The bank branches cross-sell insurance products along with a complete range of banking and investment products and services. Here, the banking regulator, that is Reserve Bank of India, has recognized bank assurance for the banking companies. RBI has allowed banks with prior permission to offer physical infrastructure to the insurance companies within the premises of some selected branches and authorizing them to sell insurance products to the bank customers and in exchange on referral fees based on the premium collected. So what happens in this scenario? The banks not only sell their own products and services, they also could sell or rather cross-sell insurance products and in turn can earn a fee on the premium that is collected for the insurance policies. So it's a win-win situation for the bank, for the customer, as well as insurance organization has an additional outlet for expanding their business. Now let us look to another insurance intermediary, which is a composite insurance agent. When we talk in terms of compositeness, we talk about doing something more than one. A composite insurance agent is an individual who is appointed by an insurance agent by 2 or more insurers. A composite insurance agent shall not act as insurance agent for more than 1 life insurance and general insurance and health insurance and 1 each of monoline insurers. An insurance agent who wants to sell both life and general insurance will be called as a composite. So whenever an insurance agent sells only 1 type of insurance policy, that is only life or only general, then he will not be called as a composite. But when he sells both life and general insurance policy, then such an insurance agent would be called as a composite insurance agent. Composite insurance agency provides more flexibility to the insurance agent as it can solve various insurance needs of a prospect, because the same prospect may have multiple needs. And if he has to go for any other insurance agent for getting his needs solved, then it would be a slight inconvenience. And hence, when a composite agent can sell both life and general insurance, an insurance agent can sell multiple products to the same prospect in one sitting and get all the problems solved as far as a prospect is concerned. Thank you.